What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am always excited to have new friends here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep pressing play, you keep listening, expanding, learning to trust your intuition, going all in on all of your desires, and creating the life of your absolute dreams, what's up? Thanks for coming back. Thanks for being here. I love each and every one of you so much, and I am so, so eternally grateful to have this podcast and to have this opportunity to share about the topics that I'm passionate about, share what's going on in my life, share the lessons that I've learned along the way in hopes that it inspires you or gives you a different perspective, or maybe it just gives you that hope or that faith that you need to just get out of bed in the morning. Wherever you are in your journey, whatever chapter that you're in, I think it's really super important to remember that our life is a bunch of chapters. If you're having a shitty day or a shitty experience, or you're really going through it right now, just remembering it's temporary. Every storm runs out of rain. Eventually, things that feel like they are meant to break you don't feel that bad anymore. And hindsight is 2020. You know, there was a time last year where I was hanging out at rock bottom, mentally, physically, spiritually, and I didn't know how to get back up. But it was through faith and believing in myself and using the tools that I've learned along the way to get me back to a really great place, if not better than before. That's what it's all about. So, hope that gets to the right person. But if this podcast is helping you, if it is inspiring you, if it is giving you the tools, the tips, the tricks that are letting you have a better life, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it, and now more than ever. I think it's pretty important that we expand our minds and elevate and raise our vibrations and wake up together. So, if you end up doing that, please send a screenshot of your review to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'd like to send you a thank you gift for taking that time out of your busy day to support this podcast. So without being said, I really felt inclined. It's actually a Sunday as I'm recording this, and I'm waiting for my husband to get home so I can head on over to the gym. But something came into my inbox this morning, and I felt very compelled that I wanted to talk about it. And what ended up in my inbox was an email from what I would consider a mentor, someone who I have worked with, someone who I've taken many courses with, was part of their monthly membership, learned a lot from them, like a lot when it comes to growing and scaling an online business and even just personal stuff, right? Personal healing and so on and so forth. I got an email and a little bit of a backstory. This particular person has been in business for a very, very long time. I think she's been in the online space since 2005, so she knows what she's doing, and she's built a beautiful brand on top of other businesses, just a serial entrepreneur, and this is someone that I really admire and look up to. She's also a mom and, you know, raising a family and building a business at the same time is no easy task. So when you find somebody who their life kind of resonates with yours, you kind of want to stick with them and you want to see where their journey takes them. So with that being said, about a year ago, I noticed a shift in her online content. And the shift was going into Christianity, where before she was a highly spiritual person and she would talk about the soul, and I've seen crystals in her house from her lives and everything like that. And with that being said, last spring, I noticed she really started talking about the Bible more and talking about Christianity. And I remember thinking to myself, oh boy, where is this going to take us? And I kept watching. I kept observing. I kept consuming her content because I like to learn by people who have different viewpoints. I like to get my mind to take myself out of my own belief system in order to see the world from another person's eyes. So I took it as an opportunity to just watch where this is going to go. So I continued watching, and I wasn't liking her content. I wasn't, you know, commenting on it. I wasn't really engaging with it. I wasn't really vibing with it. But it was interesting to see the shift and to experience it firsthand, from her being a very spiritual person to then kind of converting into this organized religion. And with that being said, I got an email because I was still on her email list. I was still, you know, I think she had a sale a couple of months ago, and I purchased her course because it was about a topic that I needed to learn about. And with that being said, I got an email this morning, and the subject was, this is going to trigger a lot of people. Great clickbait. Amazing clickbait. She's very good at that. So with that being said, I opened up this email, and she essentially said that everything that I've worked on and all of the tools and everything that I share with the world are straight up demonic. I was waiting for this. This is what I was waiting for, because as soon, you know, she basically pulled the Doreen Virtue. And if you don't know who Doreen Virtue is, Doreen Virtue was a very, very well-known Hay House author as well as spiritual teacher for decades, teaching about the archangels, and she had oracle decks and books, and oh my God, it was just, she was one of the most well-known spiritual teachers, and then she all of a sudden denounced all of this and said it was all satanic and the devil's work, and now she's a born-again Christian. So she, you know, I let's just say my intuition knew this was coming. So while I was reading it, you know, I didn't take offense to it, because this is very, unfortunately, this is not a uncommon thing when you are a spiritual entrepreneur, when you are a channel, when you are a healer. You really have to learn how to have a very, very thick skin when it comes to this, because there are still people out there that believe spirituality is a gateway to hell. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm not here to disprove anybody. I'm just here to share what has helped me. So at the end of the day, you know, she's saying that, you know, oracle, tarot, spirituality, yoga, breathwork, crystals, anything new age is of the work of the devil and it's demonic. And that's when I had to unsubscribe. I have been with this particular teacher for over 3 years. I have been consuming her content and purchasing things from her for over 3 years. And it was in that nail in the coffin that I knew she was no longer going to be my teacher or a mentor or somebody that I could look up to. Now, don't get me wrong, I still truly respect what she has done with her business and how many people she has impacted, as well as how she has raised children and built this business all at the same time. There's nothing but respect there. But I can't sit well with someone telling me that the tools that have helped me and have impacted millions of people in a very positive way and have allowed people to get to a more profound connection with their own soul is demonic. I can't do it. And that's when I had to unsubscribe. And I wanted to talk about the topic of mentors and spiritual teachers, because believe me when I tell you, you're going to have a lot of them. There are going to be so many people and teachings that are going to resonate with you. And they come and go in different chapters. You know what I mean? And I want to talk about this because as you grow and evolve, okay, at the end of the day, I don't care what anybody says, we're not here to stay stagnant. We are not here to be the same version of ourselves that we were at 19 or at 25 or at 30 or at 35. We are constantly changing whether we like it or not. It is when we set the intention to always strive to become a better version of ourselves, and we are on the path of healing and personal discovery and spiritual growth, that our growth is exponentially faster than the average person. But at the end of the day, we all are healing and growing, okay? It just depends on the rate in which we are doing so. As you grow and heal, your vibration is going to change. Your beliefs are going to change. You're not going to resonate with the teachers that had such a profound impact on you for many chapters. You know, there's so many lessons that we have to learn along the way. And teachers and mentors are a monumentally important thing, especially when you are striving to become the best version of yourself. Hands down, you're not going to be able to be on this road of self-discovery and healing and growth without some inspiration or without people that can get you out of that funk. It's just not going to happen. This is not an easy road. This is not an easy road to walk. This is not by any means for the faint of heart. And when it comes to mentors, when you notice that you're not liking their content anymore, or you're not engaging with it, or it's just not resonating with you at an energetic level, that's okay. That's actually really good. I love when that happens, when you just kind of don't feel as passionate about someone's teachings or someone's works as you once have. At the end of the day, being a spiritual teacher or a mentor, that's what you want. That's what you are striving for. You are hoping to just bring someone to one level and bring them up to the next level. That's all that you want as a spiritual teacher or as a guide or as a coach, is you want to help them to that next level. You want to just get them there. You don't want them holding your hand for the rest of your life. You don't want them constantly needing you for things. That's not what this is about. And for so long in my business, because of my own personal limiting beliefs, as well as my money story, I really managed to, you know, now looking back at it, I would just sell myself short in so many circumstances because of my scarcity mindset that I had, as well as, you know, thinking that how am I going to be able to help another person? So I better hold on to these people for as long as I possibly can. That doesn't work, okay? You're only going to grow as much as you grow. And with that being said, like I said, as a spiritual teacher, that is what you want. You want to teach, you want to inspire, you want to uplift, and then you want to walk away and you want to go to the next set of people. You want to make the biggest impact in this world that you possibly can. So if you are a healer, if you're a coach or anything along those lines, this is really a great opportunity to look and see where you are at in your own business and in your own mindset when it comes to this. Because trust me when I tell you, I've learned from my own mistakes. And it was with that aha that I was holding on to things and just diminishing the value of my courses and my services that I had this huge light bulb that I was holding on to this crazy scarcity mentality. Because at the end of the day, my goal in this life is to impact as many people as I possibly can. I want to help wake up as many people as I possibly can. I want to help change the goddamn world. I want to help inspire and help people take their power back and learn to trust their own intuition. I have big dreams for myself. And you have to check yourself and you have to check your own behaviors. Because if you got those big dreams, you can't live small lives. You need to think big. You need to act big. Okay? So where was I going? Oh, yes. So I just want to say, when you begin to step away from a mentor, from a coach, from a healer, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, that's awareness. That's growth. That's a personal lollipop from God that says, like, good job. You did a good job. Now let's learn the next set of lessons. Now let's expand even more, and I'll guide you to another teacher. I'll guide you to another example. And that's what it is about. Try not to hold on to a teacher longer than you need them. Try not to hold on to a mentor or a coach longer than you need them. It is a very bittersweet journey when you work with someone on a very intimate level and then that chapter closes. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's just so incredible to have that impact and to establish a connection like that. But it is okay to know that you don't need it anymore, that that part of you is no longer available. That means the job is done. So with that being said, oh my God, that's really it. I'm kind of done. My riff is done. I just heard my husband come home and I need to go to the gym before we head out and celebrate my wonderful mother's birthday today. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys again for your continued support. Be sure to follow me on Instagram. I have so much incredible content coming through on that platform, as well as intuitive exercises. So come hang out with me there and come on my email list, because when I'm going to throw a sale or I have openings or anything along those lines, get on there too, because you're also going to get informed on new podcast episodes there as well. I love you guys. Have a wonderful day. And I'm excited that we're waking up together. I'll see you soon.